And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the feast of the presentation of Christ in the temple, which is commonly called the purification of Saint Mary the Virgin, or perhaps even more commonly called Candlemas, or as somebody reminded me at the 9 a.m., it is also Groundhog Day, so just so everybody knows. And Groundhog Day does have something to do with Candlemas. I don't know what the connection is, but there is some ancient connection there. But this is an important feast in the church nonetheless, because it officially marks the end of the Christmas and Epiphany cycle. We celebrated the feast of Christmas the day when Christ our Lord was born 40 days ago. And today's feast, officially Christmas, comes to an end. The tradition of this day in the church around the world is to bless all the candles that would be used in the church for the coming year. This was before electricity, so this was a lot of candles. Some churches also celebrate Saint Blaise this day, and that is when singers and others, great orators, would have their throats blessed by the priest in order to bring them God's blessing and favor in the coming year as well. So if anybody would like their throat blessed, come and let me know after the service. Personally, for me, this feast is very important, as this was the first service after I was deaconed that I would partake in the Mass. And so Candlemas is important, but it hardly ever falls on a Sunday. But it is important because it marks the ending of a season and a calling for us to take the light of Christ out into the world, to take the light of Christ out into the darkness and into the void. The Feast of Candlemas, as I say, is exactly 40 days after Christmas, because that is when the book of Leviticus and Exodus, which our gospel is about today, commands that a family bring their son to the temple to fulfill customs of the law. Two things are going on when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple. The first is Mary is making her ritual purification, which the church continued on even to this day. In the BAS and in the Book of Common Prayer, there's a service called Thanksgiving for the Birth of a Child, or in the BCP, the Churching of Women, and that is based on this ritual of Mary. This was customary for all Jewish women and the fulfillment of the law to be done. And the other thing going on today is this. You had to bring your firstborn son and dedicate him in the temple to be holy, and you were to give coins to the Kohens, a priestly family in ancient Israel, and that would make him pure and clean. And you can see from our gospel reading today in St. Luke, these are the events that are being described. Mary and Joseph, it appears, will offer two turtle doves or pigeons because they don't have a lamb. But like it was a few weeks ago, they have the true lamb with them who will atone and make clean. They just do not realize it. They are carrying that lamb in their arms. This is a very interesting picture, though, that is painted for us in the temple. The Christ child is brought to the temple to fulfill the law of Moses. First, Mary, the mother of our Lord, must perform the purification, and she does. And then they bring Jesus, the firstborn, to redeem him. Again, little do they know that he is the one who has come to redeem the world. Christ has fulfilled this law of purity, sacrifice, and redemption, not just for his own person, but for every person in this world. This is the great irony of this text. Christ is the one who truly makes clean, who truly purifies, who is the true sacrifice for all. So the scene in the temple is set for us. Mary and Joseph do what they must do in the temple, but there they encounter a man named Simeon, who has been led by the Spirit. And he comes and he takes the child in his arms, and he says those famous words, which we in the church in evening prayer say day after day. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of the people Israel. Mary and Joseph are amazed that this is being said about their child, because Simeon, unlike the religious authorities in the temple, or even Mary and Joseph, recognize Jesus for who he truly is, the Lord, the Messiah, the one who is to come and redeem and purify all. This seemingly average, everyday, even marginalized man recognizes Christ for who he is. And this truth holds true in our own society. Often it is the marginalized who recognize Jesus for who he truly is. And if that were not shocking enough to Mary and Joseph, they encounter another in the temple, the prophet Anna, an old widow who spends her days praying and fasting in the temple, and she begins to speak about Christ as well, and she says many similar things, that he has come to redeem all people. I love this story of Candlemas of Anna, because when I was in seminary at Wycliffe College, there was a very giant Roman Catholic church down the street called St. Patrick's Church. And it was one of these places that was open every single day, 24 hours you could go in. And so I would often go in a couple times a week. I'd go for mass or I'd go just to pray, have a quiet space. It was cool in the summer. It was very dark. It was cool in the summer if you wanted to just get off the street. But every time I would go there, at the back, without fail, there was a woman in a wheelchair. And she was there every day praying the rosary, every single day. Every time I would go in there, she was in there. I don't know if she ever left. She was always, always in there. And one day, after a couple of months, I went in by myself, and I was the only one there, much to my surprise. It was usually jam-packed. And I was the only one there, along with this lady. And on the way out, I was talking to her, she was chatting to me, and I said, "What's your name?" And lo and behold, what was her name? Her name was Anna. And she was there in the temple, in the church, praying every single day for the world and for others and for that Christ's light and salvation would come. And we all know people like this in our lives, people who pray like this each and every single day, people who make it a priority to pray. And so this day of Candlemas, we should give thanks for them as well. This is the day in the church when we talk about purity and holiness and what it means to be made clean. Simeon and Anna recognized that it was not all the sacrifices in the temple that made people clean, but rather they only needed one sacrifice, and it was that of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and that he was the one who would refine, as the prophet Malachi uses that word today. Jesus is the one who is our ultimate sacrifice and will make us clean. We need to be ever thankful that we can be presented to God with pure and clean hearts because of the work that Christ did on the cross. Because Christ is the true sacrificial lamb, and we must lean more and more on him each and every single day. We must let him increase as we decrease. We must, like Simeon and Anna, recognize Christ for who he is, the one who has come to bring redemption to the world, the light to lighten the nations. As I say, the largest tradition of this feast day, which is largely dying out, unfortunately, is to bless all the candles in the church. The light of the candle symbolizes the light of Christ going out into the darkness, out into the void. Recognizing that light as Simeon and Anna did, like them, we have a responsibility to bring that light out into the world. As soon as Simeon and Anna recognized Christ for who he was, they immediately proclaimed him to all those who would listen. There's an immediacy there, like the call of the disciples last week. That means that we as Christians, we must spread this light as well. When we see the hungry, we must feed them. When we see the naked, we must clothe them. When we see evil, we must speak truth. When we see lost, we must bring them home. Everywhere we go, in everything we say and do, we must bring that light of Christ out into the world. For he is the only one who will refine, purify, and redeem. So in this final feast of Christmas, we give thanks for the one who was born in our flesh, and we glorify and magnify his name for bringing redemption and purification to all the nations of the world. And like Simeon and Anna, we go out from this place proclaiming him with joy and thankfulness in our hearts. For we are here, our eyes have seen his salvation, and we must bring that light out to lighten the world. Amen.